We're here on KSOM KS95 talking to head coach Austin Stolk of Arweva, coming off a loss to Coon Rapids Bayard 64-50. Your final score of that game. Coach, your thoughts and takeaways on last week's loss?
Bottom line is, Jack, you know, you can't get yourself down into a hole that we, you know, in the blink of an eye, the score was 18-0 due to, you know, we had a safety, we allowed a kickoff return for a touchdown, and then we snapped the ball on the wrong count, a high snap, and that resulted in the 18-0 score. And you know, we just made some uncharacteristic mistakes to start the game. You know, that's on me as a coach. I don't know if our guys were necessarily ready to go in that first quarter. We ended up getting down 32-7, but I thought our guys showed a lot of grit to come back and tie it up at 50-50, and give ourselves a chance to win the game. But you know, it boils down to when they run the ball like they do and like they did against us, you can't get yourself down 32-7. It's too big of a hole against good teams.
Yeah, I mean, a strong second half for you guys, bringing it back up to 50-50, like you said. What was kind of contributing to your success on the offensive side?
Yeah, I thought we were doing a little bit better job of controlling the line of scrimmage. I thought Coon Rapids had complete control the entire first half on both sides of the ball. But our guys, you know, I thought we did a good job of sealing the point of attack and allowing, you know, Wyatt Regaler to pretty much get in space and make plays for us in the run game. And Devin Ehlers as well had a nice long touchdown for us. So, you know, we were able to score the football really well in the third quarter. I thought our focus was a lot better as far as, you know, eliminating penalties, schematic blocking, whatever the case was to move the football. We were able to do it. And, you know, it just boils down to you have to do that for four quarters.
Defensively, what were you kind of seeing out of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders, and what were they taking advantage of?
I think, oh boy, the interior trap, man, the Bauer kid, just give him so much credit. The kid's a hard runner, and man, anytime somebody runs for that many yards, he ran over 400 yards against us, and it was, you know, they ran the same play out of different formations over and over, and we just couldn't stop it. And you know, I thought our defensive line at times got a little bit tired. Our feet stopped at times. We weren't hitting our gaps. We were allowing one of their guys instead of two to block us up front, and that didn't free up our linebackers and give us a good chance. And, you know, we had way too many missed tackles, especially in that first half. And, you know, give Coon Rapids a lot of credit. You know, they found something that worked. They stuck with it, and they torched us on it. And it's a matter of, you know, we saw a lot of things on film that we could have done better, you know, both offensively and defensively. But primarily, I even told the guys at halftime, I said, you know, offense is not necessarily my concern at this point. It was defense and stopping that interior trap.
So you're heading into Griswold tonight. You host them tonight at 7 o'clock. And what kind of stands out to you when you hear the name Griswold? What are your main thoughts?
Yeah, you know, they got the Silk kid that's played quarterback most of the season. You know, they kind of sprinkled in the Lavender kid. You know, it doesn't matter which one is back there at quarterback. They can both run the ball, and so can the Rasmussen kid back at tailback. And, you know, they've thrown the ball, you know, almost one third of the time and then ran the ball two thirds. But the reality of it is, you know, a lot of those rushes come from, you know, looking to pass and then they end up scrambling. So, you know, we got to keep the quarterback contained, whichever one they put back there. You know, we got to be a little bit better in pass coverage than we have the last couple of weeks. And obviously we have to stop the interior run. And that's kind of been a big focus this week for us is how can we stop that interior run? And, you know, we saw some things on film. We saw some things that we need to kind of mix up and switch around. And we got to be better at hitting our gaps.
What's been the focus on practice this week for you and your guys?
Again, you know, just that interior run stop. You know, we like to pride ourselves on you got to win on the defensive end with defensive side of the ball, and we haven't done that. You know, in a couple of our losses, we most definitely have not done that. We haven't played gaps on defense, and our tackling hasn't been great. But you know, we show some flashes. You know, particularly fourth quarter against Coon Rapids. You know, we show some flashes where we can play really good football. But it's just a matter of putting those four quarters together and our guys doing our jobs. You know, we had times where we were tackle hungry. You know, we wanted to go make the play ourselves instead of letting our teammate do it. And that caused guys to get out of position for the next few plays. And you know, Coon Rapids made us pay on their reads that they ran. So, you know, we the focus in practice was, you know, continue to execute on offense, try to eliminate the penalties. You know, we had some uncharacteristic holds and as well as false starts that we don't typically have, and our guys saw that, and we're looking forward to cleaning some of that up against Griswold.
Can we expect any key adjustments in the lineup on any phase of the game going into tonight?
Not necessarily, Jack, no. You know, looking into maybe next week, we might have we might have our quarterback healthy. He might be back playing with us, and that will kind of shift some things for us, not only at that position, but move guys around in other spots as well. But as far as this week six matchup goes, we're looking to stay steady with our lineups, and just execute like we did in the fourth quarter against Coon, not in the first half.
All right, that's head coach Austin Stolk of Arweva. They play Griswold tonight in Westside.